the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, broadcasting live at the Faustin Library Art Center. And we're joined now on stage by one of our Great Northern Radio players for the evening, a guy who lives right here in this area, Mark Lindgren.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Aaron. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and you're from this area, and we were just talking a little bit, and I called you up here because you were talking about your hobby. And you hold the distinction. You're one of the very few sailors to be located in Polk County.
Probably one of the very few sailors to be located in the northern part of the state, if you get down to ice boating.
Yeah, and we're talking about a special kind of sailing,
which is
the ice boat.
It's a craft that goes across the ice. It's sail-powered. It's a wind jammer. And I believe it, Mario Andretti said something that refers to the speed that you feel on an ice boat. He says, if everything seems to be going all right, you're not going fast enough.
And you were saying the land speed record was held by an ice boat for a long time?
The land speed record was held by an ice boat for a long, long time. It's faster than the locomotives back in the 1800s. Ice boats are regularly doing 100 miles an hour. Yeah, my little ice boats, my little garden variety DN ice boats, will do about 40 or 45. And when you get into that third gear and you pull in that last 2 inches of sheet, they're muscle powered, by the way. Okay, they're muscle powered. And you're steering with your knees and you're laying down and you're crashing across the lake at, well, 20, 25, 30. 40. I got a 3-speed sail on my ice boat, and the first gear is, okay, I'm moving along pretty good. This is cool. Second gear is, oh, I think I can go a little faster. And third gear is rattling, and pulling in, and getting that last inch out, and then thinking, a guy could get hurt doing this. Oh.
Another thing that brought us in touch was this great Faustin arts community, and maybe you'd tell us a little bit about what makes that special.
I think the arts community in Faustin is alive and well, as evidenced by the beautiful photographs in the art center next to us. I have spent my life as a photographer very impressed by the museum that we have right in Faustin. Absolutely gorgeous.